This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Grand Junction officials say they are taking steps to address homelessness. The statement comes a week after a decision to close a park frequented by unhoused residents. City Manager Greg Caton says the city is spending more money than ever on the issue.
We're moving at a speed and a trajectory that you've never seen the city move at before.
Grand Junction recently approved almost $1 million in funding to a nonprofit that serves homeless women and children. The U.S. Senate has bypassed the stalling tactics of an Alabama senator to confirm three top military nominations. Democratic Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper says these votes were needed but called holds in place for all the others regrettable. Those include the new commanders of Space Command and Northern Command in Colorado Springs.
Getting three done is great. I'm talking about over 300. And these are people who're one-star, two-star generals that have to move their families. The person they're replacing has left.
Usually these promotions are done in groups, but one Republican senator has held them up for months. It would take several more months for the Senate to hold individual votes on all the nominations. Some Democratic members of Congress are pushing for a bill that would give farmers the ability to repair their own agricultural equipment. Colorado Representatives Yadira Caraveo and Joe Neguse are co-sponsors of the Agriculture Right to Repair Act. The bill introduced Thursday would free farmers from relying on expensive manufacturer services. Colorado became the first state to pass a right-to-repair law earlier this year. This is CPR News.